thinking you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. It is hour number two. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz. Click like. You are good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jungle Fever, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you miss the first hour, a little talk about boxing, a little MMA talk, a little basketball talk, a little Rocket coaching talk. Yeah, and then we talked about some announcers, 832. And this is one of those where it's cool where we can disagree on something. As Gus Johnson is great. He's the only guy that can get me excited about a 6-3 football game. See, I think he's terrible because he treats everything like, especially when he's doing basketball, it's like every shot is the greatest thing ever. I have to turn him off. But that's all right. We're allowed to have different opinions. If that gets you excited about watching a game, then so be it.
Good for you.
I don't watch games for play-by-play.
I don't want to be distracted by the play-by-play guy.
No, I want them to tell me what's going on in the game. Like, I think Vandermeer does a real good job on the Texans games. You know, I mean, gets a little nuts when they score with his rock and roll, but
rock and roll.
But that's cool. That's cool. I miss guys like Gene Peterson, who used to do the Rockets. I thought he was terrific. And Vin Scully is maybe...
You saying the guys who do the Rockets now suck or what?
I'm just saying I don't listen to them very long. Well, you know what I do? I'm not going to lie. If I'm listening to the Rockets on the radio, I listen on Sirius XM. I don't listen to local announcers. When you start off the broadcast by calling them America's team, I'm turning you off because you're being ridiculous. 713-780-ESPN. You know what? Let's grab a couple phone calls because we haven't had a chance to chat with you guys much. We've been out so much. Angel or Angel, either way.
Sports,
what's up,
guys?
Buddy?
What's going on, brother? How y'all doing today?
We're doing sports.
Hey, brother. Well, I do totally agree with y'all's analysis about Chris Collins. Dude, the guy is annoying. I mean, yeah, I'm just about the same way as you. Turning down my TV right after about 8 minutes of it. I can't stand it. But y'all over here talking about some of the greats, man. How do y'all think of, or what do y'all think about Milo Hamilton? I mean, I've listened to him my whole life growing up, listening to the Astros, man. That's
Fred's
by
favorite.
Far one of the greatest radio personalities I've ever heard. What do y'all think about him?
Fred, I'll let you
know. I'm not going to speak ill of the dead.
Fred does not like Milo.
I did not like him.
I think that they just held Milo on for too long. I think, you know, Milo got to be a little bit like, I always talk about Dick Clark doing the New Year's thing, how it would take him 22 seconds to do the 10-second countdown. Like, Milo, the last few years,
he couldn't see.
Yeah, he stopped being even, whatever you think of his style, he stopped being a proficient announcer because he could not accurately describe the picture anymore.
Yeah, and
when you get to that, you should leave.
But I never liked him as a person. I'll be honest with you. I had some issues with him going back to my days at the newspaper. And while I think he was very good at what he did, I just don't have anything positive to say. So we'll leave it at that.
I think a lot of people around the office share the same sentiment with Fred that knew Milo Hamilton.
I think those of us who had, I think those of us who at some point or another had to deal with him on a professional or personal basis, most of us feel that way.
Okay.
We'll just leave it at that. Craig, you're on the Blitz. Go, sir.
Hey, guys. Sports.
Sports, Craig.
Hey, so you probably won't find a more casual horse racing person than myself. I watch exactly 3 races a year. But I was curious with Fred's analysis, because obviously I wouldn't try to argue horse racing with Fred at all. So I'm curious as to your point of view. You said you didn't think Nyquist would have any problems with the next race coming up. And I was watching the Derby, and, you know, DeZormo had his horse. It looked like it got stuck in traffic, and then he had his horse right there. Seemed like if the race had been just a little bit longer, you know, there could have been a serious challenge at the head. And so why is it you think that if that horse is at the Preakness, why do you think that horse isn't going to have any say in the outcome?
And that's a good question, because Exaggerator, who ran second, who's now lost to Nyquist four times, he was, as closers go, if you really go back and look at it, he had about as clean a trip as you're going to have. The seas just kind of parted for him in the right spots. He was a little wide. And look, Nyquist, the four horses in the race that had the best trip ran 1, 2, 3, 4. The only horse that had any kind of trouble was the two, and he should have been second in the race. I think if you give him the same trip Exaggerator got, I think he's second. But I do think when you get to the Preakness, Nyquist is going to have an advantage, because the one thing that he does very well, same thing the American Pharoah did last year, is he makes his own luck. He's close enough to the front where he's never going to get himself into the same position that an Exaggerator or Sudden Breaking News is going to get himself into. And he's got such a good high cruising speed. When he gets to Pimlico, it's going to be almost impossible for somebody to catch him. I mean, if Exaggerator gets an absolutely perfect trip, the one caveat I'll give, if it winds up being a sloppy track, Exaggerator's already proven he's a beast on an off track, and he might beat him.
Yeah.
But I think as of today, and I don't know that if Exaggerator's going in the race or not, if I own the horse, I would lay in the weeds and try to win the Belmont. Same thing I'd do with Sudden Breaking News. But as of now, I don't know where they're pointing him yet. It's still very early. They're still trying to make up their mind. But, yeah, I also think if you kind of watch the end of the race, where you know, Exaggerator makes his big move and he gets close, you watch about the last 400 yards of the race, he never got any closer than he did at that point where it looked like he was going to come up and make a challenge. And that's because Nyquist found another gear, and they didn't get to the bottom of Nyquist. I kind of felt like Exaggerator was all out and Nyquist wasn't. And in the end, you know, if they run the same way at Pimlico, I think you're going to see a very similar result. Let's try Mike. What's up, Mike?
Yeah. Vandermeer's catchphrase, his rock and roll catchphrase, is probably the gayest one out there. And I've actually heard two guys fuck, and that's still the gayest.
Oh, whoa. Get out of here.
Come on.
Get out of here.
I want to know where he heard that.
Yeah.
Rock and roll.
Yeah. I'm sure he was just watching that kind of stuff on his.
I had to dump him twice.
Yeah.
What do you mean you had to dump him twice?
You didn't hear the second thing?
I dumped him the first time. He said the, you know.
That it was the most homosexual thing he's ever
heard. Just to be on the safe side. And then when he dropped the F-bomb, I had to dump him again.
Yeah.
That guy.
I don't think you need to drop the first one.
The second one, obviously, you can't use. But actually, because that guy calls under different names all the time and tries to sneak stuff in, I think I've got his voice recognized now, so he's going to have to disguise it. But next time he even starts with something and it's even a little bit out there, you just got to hang up on him.
It's okay. I don't mind it.
It's pretty funny. I mean, if he hadn't have done the second thing, it would have been okay. But you can't do that. You know that. 7137.
We got rules here.
Sort of. Yeah.
Sort of, yeah.
You know what? Just because of that, since you had to dump him twice, we're not going to take any calls for a while.
No, we're fine.
You sure?
We're all more than 60% back.
We're good.
Okay.
We're golden.
Did you see Canadians were pissed at Dwayne Wade for shooting during the anthem?
Yeah, not a good look, in my opinion.
It's not. I'm gonna give him a little bit of a pass, because apparently they just sort of jumped into it, because even the Raptors had to run over to the bench, and it might have taken him a few minutes to actually realize
what
was going on.
Figure out what
he was hearing. Yeah. Having said that, he kept going. So it is a bad look, because I remember there was a hockey player who did something, I can't remember, in Montreal during the U.S. National Anthem, and we all went nuts. So, I mean, that's just be a little respectful, dude. That isn't a good look. But I don't think it, at first, I don't think it was intentional. I just don't know that he kind of caught on, and then I just don't think he cared. All right, let's try Johnny. Don't cuss Johnny, because, you know, otherwise we got to cut everybody off today.
Okay.
You're on, man.
Hi. Sports.
Sports to you.
Hey, do you guys happen to watch the Amir Khan Canelo fight Saturday night?
I was in the arena for it.
Man, that was crazy. Khan was winning that fight. And it just goes to show that what one punch can do. And I didn't realize Canelo was that strong.
Well,
but he laid a shot on him.
Well, that's also, okay. I don't want you to get like Canelo and suddenly get your ego overinflated. But Amir Khan, I mean, we've seen this guy get knocked out with one punch several times now.
Yeah.
He was fighting up two weight classes to fight Canelo, and he already has a questionable chin. So, I mean, Canelo's strong. Don't get me wrong. He's a power puncher, but it wasn't. Maybe I just wasn't as wowed as I should have been by it. I mean, it was an awesome knockout. Like,
yeah.
The knockout itself was awesome to see. I love seeing people get deaded like that. And
yeah, that's always fun. And I kind of think Khan walked into it a little bit, too. I mean, it was just I mean, I love knockouts. That was a knockout.
Yeah.
And it was a damn good one. He looked dead. I was kind of enjoying that. But anyway, for those of you asking, Game of Thrones talk at 5:30, as always, on Monday.
All right, I want to talk some NBA too. We haven't got to kick into the NBA much yet, and there's a lot of good stuff going on. All right, guys, spring cleaning. It's that time of year, and I don't know if you knew this, but a lot of the carpet cleaning companies will actually leave your carpets dirtier than they found them. They'll leave behind too much water, soapy residue, unhealthy chemicals that'll trap dirt and allergens. It'll make your family sick. Not dirt-free carpet cleaning. Give them a call, 281-DIRT-FREE. Go chemical-free with Dirt Free. They use these powerful engines that create high-pressure steam made from their patented super water. Your carpets are going to be fresh and deep cleaned without soap or unhealthy dirt-attracting chemicals. They've been doing it for over 30 years, cleaning upholstery, floors, oriental rugs, even your air ducts. They'll clean the interior of your car if that's what you need done. Any surface, they can clean it. Call Dirt Free Carpet right now, 281-DIRT-FREE. Tell them you heard it right here on ESPN 97.5 with me. They'll clean three rooms of carpet for just $99.95 and throw in a free speed dry to the first 25 callers. That's 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373 for dirt-free cleaning.
You're the fire and the flood, and I always feel you in my blood.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
We hear Ramzan Ali reminding you about Sawgrass Steakhouse, the best place for steaks. Not every restaurant serves its customers the best. Sawgrass does. With the unrivaled flavor of certified Angus beef, you get juiciness and tenderness in every bite. Top sirloin, ribeye, center cut filet, porterhouse, T-bone, and more, including prime rib. Great food, legendary hospitality. There's locations throughout the Houston area, including Galveston, Beaumont, Port Arthur, and College Station. With 55 locations and growing, you gotta stop by and see my friends at Sawgrass Steakhouse.
Here's to the winners of the 27th annual CCA Texas Star Tournament, sponsored by Texas Ford Dealers, Tilson Homes, and Capital Farm Credit. Star features over $1 million in scholarships and prizes, all yours to win. Just ask Scott Hayofsky.
Truck, boat, motor, trailer. Four prizes in one. Thanks, CCA.
Or Wayne Grice.
I got this sheephead on my line, and now this boat's all mine.
Or Crystal Trabig about her prize.
That makes me the fishing queen.
And these are just a few of the big prizes from Tilson Homes, Capital Farm Credits, Academy Sports and Outdoors, Houston Community Newspapers and Media Group, Texas Fish and Game Magazine, Costa Sunglasses, Haney Boats, Mountie Boats, Shoalwater Boats, Dartle Boats. Sign up at participating Academy Sports and Outdoors, local bait camps, and marinas. For information, watch ABC 13's Boat and Beach Report Fridays at 11 a.m. or visit startournament.org and sign up now.
Hi, I'm Carl Deichler, the CEO of Beachbody, and I'm here to tell you about an amazing new way you can start losing weight for free right now. You've probably seen our workout DVDs on TV like P90X, Insanity, and 21 Day Fix. We just launched a beta trial of our new digital video platform, Beachbody On Demand. So while we're testing out this new digital video service, I'm inviting you to use it for free for 30 days. That means you can lose 10 pounds, 20 pounds, even 30 pounds without paying a dime. Just text the word trial to 313131. And you can do 30 days of P90X, Insanity, or any of over 400 workouts for free. Now here's the catch. In return, all I ask is you let us know what you think of the service so we can make Beachbody On Demand the best fitness and weight loss site ever created. Just text TRIAL to 313131 and get started for free right now. Again, text TRIAL to 313131.
Message and data rates may apply. Membership fees apply after 30-day trial. Cancel anytime.
From the ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center, I-45, the North Freeway southbound at Shepherd. Cruiser trying to clear an accident out of a couple of left lanes. There's also an accident on the north and westbound at Old Humble Road. This report is brought to you by Gateway Classic Car Spring Fling, Gateway Classic Car 17th Annual Spring Fling, and Car Corral May 14th at their Houston location from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Classic Car Show, vendors, music, and food. All proceeds benefit the Children's Miracle Network. Visit gatewayclassiccars.com for more info. From the ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center, I'm Tiffany Carroll.
RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Happy Monday, everybody. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Chris says, missed the horse talk earlier. Will it be on the podcast? Yes, podcast. A little bit at the beginning of the last segment. A little bit. We hit it a couple times in the 4 o'clock hour. And people asking about Banshee, we hit that right at the top of the show. So, all available at podcastarena.com. Go back and check it out. All right, I know you want to talk a little basketball. Talk away.
All right, let me get your thoughts. I mean, I know that you and I both thought the Spurs-Thunder would be a good series. Did you think it'd be this good?
No. I thought it'd be a six-game series. Thought the Thunder would jump up and bite them a couple times, which they have. But what I'm starting to see is... Yeah, I'm not going to be surprised if the Thunder pull off the upset here. I still think the Spurs win it, but yeah, this is much closer than I thought it was.
I think that series has been really fantastic. Most of the games have been close. Last night, I mean, Kevin Durant just went nutso and forced that team to win the game. I think that series has easily been the best one. The Cavs are done. I'm telling you, the Cavs might win the title. They really might. If the Warriors aren't totally healthy and if the Spurs can't get past the Thunder, the Cavs, it's so amazing to me that a team that's just doing what they're doing right now with the best player in the world is flying under everyone's radar. And I feel like...
I think it's because everybody's already basically...
crowned the Western Conference champion, the winner.
Well, I think... Not so much that, but I think everybody's already penciled the Cavs in as winning the East and have for months.
Maybe so.
So,
but I think that
nobody's
NBA
really
finals,
surprised by what's going on there.
The NBA Finals with LeBron James and a healthy Cavaliers, if Kyrie and Kevin Love are healthy, it's going to be a fantastic Finals. And I wouldn't be shocked if they beat either one of those two teams. The Warriors-Blazers, that's what it brings me to. First of all, Damian Lillard is so good. I think he's the most underrated, overlooked player in the league. I don't know if there's a point guard I'd take besides Steph Curry over him. And I know that includes some Chris Pauls and Russell Westbrooks. I just love that dude's game. I think he is fantastic.
I would actually probably take him over Chris Paul at this stage of their career because I don't know that Chris Paul can stay healthy anymore.
I'm with you.
And I like the kid a lot.
Russell
Westbrook, that's a little bit more difficult, although I don't really consider Russell Westbrook a true point guard either. So,
but, I mean, he got them that win in game three. I think the Warriors are still smart to let Steph sit. I think they're still going to win the series without Steph. And have him. I think the key is having him ready for the Western Conference Finals. But I understand the pressure now. You know, you're down. You're up 2-1. They won there, and really, game two was actually not a blowout.
Yeah, they ran away late. It was actually pretty close for most of the game.
And then game three, the Blazers just took it to them. I kind of understand now the pressure. And what's funny about the from game three, the line was Warriors minus 3. The Blazers blow out the Warriors. And in game four, Golden State minus 6.5. So I don't know what that says, but it says Vegas is expecting the Warriors to get serious this game. And it's almost, I don't want to say it's a must win, but it's a must win if they want to keep Steph Curry sitting for the rest of this series. Because if it gets to 2-2, they may have to rush him back. And that's the last thing.
And that might be
something
that comes back to bite them later.
Yeah.
I think they'll wind up winning the series, but if he's not 100% against the Spurs or the Cavs or the Thunder at this stage.
And I think the Warriors can win the series without him. But the problem is you're seeing that Damian Lillard is, I mean, when you take away the best point guard in the game and let the second best point guard, another top five point guard, I know I'm higher on him than most, another top five point guard in the league is just starting to run roughshod on you. I understand where the pressure comes from to rush the guy back. But I do think they can finish it without him. But the series is going to be tougher than I would have thought. And I like the Blazers coming into the playoffs. I didn't like them this much. But
you know what? That's good. That makes it more interesting.
Yeah.
It's not just a foregone conclusion. See this CNN confirmed large tornado in central Oklahoma. Potential for damage is catastrophic. It's like, I don't know if you saw this. There were a bunch of them in Colorado yesterday. I guess those are the ones that are moving through the Midwest. Did you see the video of the car that got like right up and followed the tornado all the way and got where you could, I mean, it's as close as I've ever seen anybody.
No.
It's check it out. If you get a chance, it's basically, it'll show it's from the Colorado tornado, just Colorado tornado. And probably Knucklehead would be the name I would use for the person who was that close to it. But I cannot believe they were that close to that thing. There's no way. I'd be going the other direction. I don't care. Yeah. Even if you're a storm chaser, you'd be like, no, I'm not. That's too close. But if you get a chance, check that out. 713-780-ESPN if you want to get in. 713-780-3776. And
I'm not about chasing down things that can kill me.
Yeah.
I don't run after snakes.
I don't run after, tigers in the wild.
No.
This is like going up to a tiger with a small stick and poking him in the butt.
Yeah, or pulling on his tail.
Yeah. Yeah. What are you doing? Don't do that. Or a bobcat.
Yeah.
It's like holding a mouse up in front of a bobcat.
Not wise.
Yeah, you're going to lose an arm. But anyway, 713-780-ESPN. Hey, should we give something away here? How about this?
That would be nice of you.
Chong, are we supposed to do anything special with this giveaway, or am I just giving it away?
Just give it away.
All right.
Give it away now.
Trailer Wheel and Frame is proudly an official sponsor of the Houston Astros. In celebration, they're giving away two tickets to see the Astros take on the Cleveland Indians, plus a parking pass, tomorrow at Minute Maid. First pitch is at 7:10. These tickets are courtesy of Trailer Wheel and Frame, official sponsor of the Houston Astros. You know what? I'm going to forget what caller number because I'm just going to take these myself. No, just kidding. Caller number 15, 713-780-3776. You're going to see the Astros tomorrow. How about that? Courtesy of Trailer Wheel and Frame.
Thanks, Trailer Wheel and Frame.
Yeah. Trailer Wheel and Frame has been a sponsor of these stations for a long time. God, the second time I've done this, just pop my headphones out of the jack here.
What's going on with you?
You know what? I didn't change.
You're going to break it.
I didn't change the chair because whenever I come in here, there's always somebody has this really bad chair. And every time I come in, I flip-flop it. And today I just said, you know what? Screw it. I'm tired of moving chairs around.
Everyone laughs at us for using these chairs with no wheels, but I prefer them.
I do too. And that's what happens. Every time I turn in this chair, it pops my headphones out.
Yeah.
So, yeah, on the next break, I'll be going back to the normal chair. But, just trying to, trying to be, kind of considerate of the other people so we're not moving their stuff around all the time. But screw that.
Yeah.
But, somebody mentioned it's like going up and trying to play with a stingray and having him stab you in the heart.
Mm. Eh. Not wise.
Yeah.
Even if you're, Steve Irwin?
Who was,
that crocodile, what do they call that guy?
I don't remember. Well, I call him dead now.
They call him the crocodile something or that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's good day, mate. You're gone.
Yeah, he's dead.
So, anyway.
The crocodile hunter.
Ah, yeah. Well, sure he caught lots of those. Those manta rays.
That's not what got him. He should have stuck to just hunting crocodiles.
All right. Before we do that, John, can we get a shame bell for TCU?
They don't have players committing rape.
No, they don't.
Swept under the rug.
But you know what they do have?
Let's not shame them too hard. I mean, I can't imagine a university covering up multiple rape allegations and.
No. It's nothing.
That would warrant a shame bell, I feel.
Well, this warrants a shame bell too for a different. Not everything has to be on the scale of rape or nothing. Okay. There can be other stuff in here that deserves a shame bell.
Is this like putting up a statue of a head coach who's never won anything?
I think this is a little worse.
Okay, more shameful than that.
Yeah. Right.
What do you got?
Well, they're having their commencement services, right?
Okay.
They were on Saturday. Well, if you got your invitation to the commencement. Your invitation said Texas Christian University. Okay, there's that. You know, I don't bag on people for typos too much because they happen. But on a commencement program for a university, bad look, guys.
Not good.
See, that's not. Now, that's nothing like on the Sandusky scale. But it is worthy of a shame, though.
Yeah.
See, not everything has to be all or nothing, man.
You're right.
All right, so when we come back, we are going to do...
Yeah, I'm seeing that storm in Colorado. That's crazy.
Yeah, see how close they got to that thing? Isn't that crazy stuff?
And they're still, like, driving right towards...
I know.
I don't think I've gotten as close as he gets, but this guy's, like, going fast into it.
Yeah, and at one point, they get really, really close, and I'm like, man, slow down, you're going to die. But then, obviously, they didn't die because we have the video.
Was he in one of those, what was that movie? The movie that came out pretty recently, not like Twister, but there was one that came out a couple years ago where the guy had like that special car designed to go chase these things.
Yeah, I don't remember what that was.
It was like, it's something about storms, but either way, that was a cool invention, but I didn't know it was real.
Well.
I hope you're just not in your Honda Civic chasing these things like this. That's...
Well,
and
what there's one part at the end of that where you see like there's a truck that's blocking the road or a trailer that's blocking the road, and you see all these other trucks go speeding after it. So there's about four or five of them doing this.
Crazy.
Yeah.
It's like knocking over telephone poles, and they're still driving 60 miles an hour towards it.
All I'm saying is, you know, there are certain people I'm going to root for the tornado against.
Yeah.
If you're that stupid, if you're going to get that close, I mean, cool video. That is as cool a video of a tornado as I think I've seen.
But you deserve to lose.
Yeah, at some point you deserve to lose. All right, guys, got to tell you about my good friends at HoustonCarsForKids.com. If you've got a vehicle sitting in your yard, maybe it's one that got flooded and you don't know what to do with it, and you're thinking, maybe I'll fix it, maybe I won't. It's been there for a while. It doesn't matter what kind of shape it's in. Donate it to Houston Cars for Kids, because here's what they're going to do. They're going to come tow it free of charge. They're going to take care of all the paperwork. Your donation's tax deductible. And if you donate today, you're getting Astros tickets. Just their way of saying thank you. And here's what they do with the money they get from these vehicles. They go to help kids at Houston Can Academies. Houston Can Academies are for students who have dropped out of other schools, at-risk students who have all sorts of problems. And for a lot of reasons, some of them had to quit to get jobs to support their families. Maybe there was a pregnancy involved. All of these things happen. And they work around that at Houston Can Academies. They give these kids a second chance. And a lot of them take advantage of it. A lot of them go on to do great, great things. And you can help just by donating that vehicle that you're not using anymore. Give them a call, 713-225-4226. Or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.
Safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety is important to me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety from Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger. for the ones who get it done.
It's the Ready to Ride sales event and time to gear up for your ultimate adventure. Ride the waves or take on trails. Sea-Doo watercrafts and Can-Am ATVs and side-by-sides are engineered to perform and excite. Hurry in by May 31st and save up to $2,000 on select 2015 models, plus get great financing. Get ready to ride because the fun starts now. Visit Jeans Power Sports Country in Baytown or go online to jeanspowersports.com. Subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply. See dealer for details. For safety and training info, contact the ATV Safety Institute.
This is a Zadok Jewelers ESPN 97.5 Sports Update.
Zadok Jewelers, Houston's premier luxury jeweler for over 39 years.
Here's David Dilotti.
Astros and Indians here at Minute Maid tonight. The Astros' Jose Altuve right now is among the best five or six players in baseball. In fact, he ranks sixth in baseball in OPS. If you're into the Sabre stuff, he leads all of baseball in WAR, wins above replacement, at 2.8. Astros pitcher Dallas Keuchel has seen Altuve evolve into this over the past few years, and Keuchel says Altuve is sort of his barometer in the spring.
In spring training the last few years, I've always made it a point to throw against him in one of my last live BPs or maybe a inner squad getting ready for the season, because I know he'll let me know where I'm standing, and it's just fun because you don't come around those guys very often.
Coming up in the ESPN 97.5 Special Baseball Update, you'll hear from Jose Altuve himself. The Rockets reportedly plan to speak with former Cavs coach David Blatt about their opening, as well as Jeff Hornacek, and according to the report, Kenny Smith is getting an interview. Meanwhile, ESPN is reporting that Steph Curry is the league's MVP for the second year in a row. The official announcement is coming later this week. And it's a game-time decision for Curry tonight in the Warriors-Blazers playoff game. The Warriors lead the series 2-1. In the East, the Raptors are at the Heat for Game 4, Toronto up 2-1 in that one. For diamond engagement rings and fine Swiss watches, visit Zadok.com. From Minute Maid, I'm David Dilotti. Stick around for more of The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is Wingstop Tweet Talk. Pink and Patron tweets, I accidentally ordered some wings from Wingstop 2 weeks in advance once. Accident? Sounds more like a gift from the future. When the Crave calls, you answer it. Unexpected consequences are what time travel is all about. And look at what you brought back. Our new Smoke 9 wing. It took 9 iterations to perfect this mesquite dry rub with a smoky finish. So write your future self a thank you note. Smoke 9. Order it online and get it before it disappears.
Come experience Sugarland Skeeters baseball for some good old-fashioned, affordable family fun. Worried about young kids not being able to sit still for a whole game? Bring them to the Skeeters splash pad, carousel, playground, inflatable slide, and so much more surrounding the game. Parking is free, and don't forget about $2 Margarita Mondays and $2 beer and sodas on Thirsty Thursdays. Plan a trip to Constellation Field at the intersection of Highway 6 and Highway 90A. Visit SugarlandSkeeters.com to buy tickets today. That's SugarlandSkeeters.com.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Into the Storm was the name of the movie that you were looking for. And Northside Mike found the video that we were talking about, so I retweeted it. So if you want to watch it, there you go. All right, let's. If you have not yet seen Game of Thrones, you need to turn down your radio now or flip over and listen to music or something for a few minutes as we do our weekly recap. And we talked about this a little bit at the top of the show. This felt like sort of a placeholder type show, which we haven't seen yet this year. The first,
because we had something big happen last at the end of last week's episode.
Right, you had something huge happen there, and really the first one too. I think you had some big moments, but in this one, I think you're setting up a lot, and you know, with the flashback from Bran, I think we're setting up to find out that that's Lyanna Stark giving birth to Jon Snow.
Yeah,
I think we've all speculated on that. The stuff with the Khaleesi, and it's, at some point the dragons are going to show up and roast people, and she's going to be back in Marine, which she needs to hurry up because that's turning into a mess. They're setting up the Lannisters having issues with the council. You know, you're not the queen. Get the hell out. So, and I think finally Arya's story is being set up a little bit as well. But and then Rickon and Shaggy Dog return. Well, Shaggy Dog's head.
Man, Rickon.
That dude's gotten old.
I'd completely forgotten about him. I mean, honestly, I caught it when Arya was she was like, a girl had three brothers and one sister, and I was like, three brothers? I was like, Rob, Bran, Jon Snow. Who am I forgetting about? And then my wife was like, Rickon, the little kid that that what's his name? I forget his name now. That supposedly killed, but
yeah.
And I was like, oh, I totally forgot about him. And I just out of the picture.
But
for
I
so
just
long.
Assumed when he said it was one less brother that it was referring to Jon Snow's not really her brother.
Yeah.
Which, again, I think that those fingerprints seem to be everywhere. But man, I'd hate to be a direwolf because you're pretty much getting your head chopped off by somebody. Yet another dead direwolf. Not good.
No, they got to be running out of those.
Yeah, well, we know Ghost is still around. We know Arya's has disappeared, so we don't know where that one is. But it's about it, right?
I like that. I like what's happening with Cersei and how they're basically about to use all those little whisperers for to basically kill everyone who is hating on them.
Yeah,
they're getting pretty serious about it. I don't mind that. I feel like it's coming to a head with a High Sparrow, and he's going to eventually die.
Tommen and the Sparrow was a little strange, though. That's Tommen's easily influenced by
his
father figures.
He's a sucker.
Yes, he is.
Daenerys goes to the Khaleesi retirement home, and that storyline is boring me right now. I want her to be reunited with the dragons.
Well, and I think that's part of it. Some of these storylines, frankly, are pretty boring, and that one right now. Hers has become very, it's just not interesting. And until she gets back to the dragons and gets back with Tyrion and that group, then it's just boring.
Yeah. Jon Snow executed everyone, including Ollie, which I was kind of glad about.
Yeah, is it wrong of me that I wanted Ollie fed to Ghost? I wanted him to die that way. I wanted Ghost to just chew him up and have him for breakfast.
For some reason, I'm enjoying the Bran Stark visions.
Yeah, those are pretty cool too.
I like that.
The Sam and Gilly story, yawn.
Yeah, I don't care about that.
That's
either.
Another that, and that's why this is kind of. It was a good episode, but it wasn't one that you say holy bleep on because there's just too much that they're setting up other stuff and the storylines that I'm not interested in right now are anything with the Khaleesi until she's back in charge. Anything with Sam and Gilly, I'm not interested in what's going on with the Ironborn. And frankly, you know, I'm not interested in anything that happens in Dorne. So Dorne hasn't been around. I want to see Tyrion. I want to see the Wall, and I want to see Ramsay. You know, because he's doing bad things to people. But the whole thing with Jon Snow, it was a pretty cool ending. That made up for a little bit,
like the drop the mic, walk
yeah,
off.
Basically drop the mic.
Yeah, that's a bat flip. Here, I killed these guys. Take my coat.
My watch is over.
Yeah, and my watch is ended.
That was cool because it also sets up so much else that has been rumored to go on for the rest of the season. And the reality is, he was dead. So his watch is ended. He can go do whatever the hell he wants now.
My favorite lines were the old lady, Tyrell, talking about brother-sister sex to Cersei's face.
I like her. I have to say it. As old as she is, I would. She's just so cool.
I like the smack talk stuff. I like when the guy was talking to Bolton and Ramsay Bolton was trying to get him to bow down and he basically gave him the middle finger.
Yeah.
And I like when the Wildling did the I saw your pecker, what kind of god would have a pecker that small? I like that joke.
Yeah, that was pretty good. That was an AJ type of joke, actually.
That was good.
So, but the one thing about Jon Snow, you know, we talked about this when people come back from the dead in this thing, they're never quite the same. He looks different. You could see sort of the fear and uncertainty in his eyes. He's not the same Jon Snow. He's not that confident guy who was unafraid of anything, including including going after the White Walkers. But we'll see, man. I mean, I think what becomes of him will be very interesting, and I'm still confused by people say, oh, I can't believe they brought him back. That's so unlike the stuff on the show. did you not watch the Night's King basically raise 200 dead wildlings and turn them into zombies in a matter of seconds?
Yeah.
Because that's normal. Or, oh, I don't know, a kid morphing himself into a raven and flying and looking at the past. That's normal. Not to mention dragons chomping on kids and sheep.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, no, I thought it was a solid episode, but not one that, not one that really stood out. But I'm really interested to see what happens from here. And obviously they're setting it up for Ramsay v. Jon Snow and his wildlings and 1-1 the giant. And that ought to be a pretty cool battle.
How many more seasons are they dedicated to with this show?
I think
two more. Two more. This?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it two more? I thought it was last next year was. I thought they were doing seven.
Originally it was going to be seven, but I think
they bought another one.
Well, I think what they decided was to split the seventh into two kind of thing,
like they did with the Sopranos.
Yeah. So it's going to wind up being technically
which is basically,
eight seasons.
I don't know why they do that. It was a whole different season.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just a matter of what time of year they release it.
Pretty much.
I hate that.
I think I finally figured out why the war started and why, like, that flashback scene with Eddard Stark. I had to go back and look up, like, why, what took place because of all that kind of stuff. So I finally figured out that Rhaegon Targaryen had a wife and then a side piece, and the side piece created Jon Snow, basically, I think, right?
Yes.
And then because of that, there was a betrayal, and because I think Cersei was supposed to be promised to Rhaegon Targaryen, right?
Initially, yes.
Yes, and then he turned her down, and I guess that's where, and then Tywin decided to step down from the king's hand, right? And then went back to his little Casterly Rock, and I think I finally figured it out. So that it took only took
you.
Me 6 years.
Good for you. Yeah. Soccer Bilal wants to know, will we ever see Benjen Stark north of the Wall? I think that's one of those storylines that just got dropped that we probably aren't going to see again. Which, you know, wouldn't surprise me either way if he showed up as something at some point. But by now, I think he would have been back. But anyway, we'll see what happens. But it was a lot of fun to watch, and hopefully we'll have some real good bloodshed coming forward. And I have a question for you though.
Okay.
Because I was chatting with somebody about this last night. What character would you be in Game of Thrones? I have a theory on you. I don't know about Jon, but I have a theory on you.
I don't know what I would be. Like my,
I kind of think of you like Bronn. Remember Bronn? Who?
Yeah.
Yeah. Fought for Tyrion the one time, and he was hanging out with Jaime and teaching him how to fight. I could see that.
I like him okay. Like, Tyrion is my favorite character, but I don't feel like I'm a Tyrion.
See, I kind of feel like I'm a 6'3 Tyrion because I drink a lot and I read a lot.
Yeah. I don't know. That's
actually, I think I'm kind of a combination. Like, I'm part Tyrion. I would say I've got a little bit of Eddard Stark with more head.
Right.
Maybe a little bit of Varys with more man parts.
Not much more.
Not much more, but more. And maybe just a little bit of Ramsay Bolton. A little bit. So
I like to think I would battle for good, not for evil, but I don't know.
Yeah. I think Jon kind of reminds me of Bran with more legs.
Okay.
That'd probably be where I'd go with that.
All right.
Anyway.
I think Jon is like Varys.
That's what I was kind of thinking.
Same haircut, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. He's kind of got
small
that
penis.
Kind of got that wry sense of humor that he plays off.
No
Did
penis.
Did you say wry sense of humor?
Wry, not
oh,
rice.
I was say, that's so racist.
No, wry. W-R-Y. Jeez.
All right, guys. I got to tell you about mycomputercareer.edu. If it's another boring day at the job you hate, you're working crazy hours, or you're out in the rain or the heat in the summertime, maybe you're just not making enough dough, you need to know about these guys at My Computer Career. Listen, if you've got a buddy in IT, you know that those guys are making good money. And they're never worried about losing their job because there's a ton of computer jobs out there. IT's consistently ranked as one of the fastest growing industries in the country. Place to go get those skills you need, mycomputercareer.edu. There's a huge demand for certified pros. My Computer Career has job placement specialists that will work with you to get you hired, particularly here in Houston. It's a hot computer market right here, and there's companies all over the city hiring IT guys. But to get those jobs, you've got to have the skills and certifications. And I know what you're thinking. Going back to school is going to take a long time. It's going to cost a lot of money. Not with My Computer Career. You'll be in and out of school in less than a year. Financial aid's available, including the GI Bill. Go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take the free career evaluation today. It's the first step to changing your life and making more money. Mycomputercareer.edu. Take that free career evaluation. Tell them AJ with ESPN 97.5 sent you.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. ESPN 97.5's Market Scoreboard Report, presented by Texas Citizens Bank.
Well, yet another sloppy and choppy day on Wall Street with the market closing mixed today. The Dow giving up early gains, losing 35 points at 17,705. The S&P up 1.5 to 2058, while a bounce in biotech pushed the NASDAQ up 14 to 4750. Oil all over the map today. It was up early in the day, but finished down $1.25, back below $44 a barrel amid less concerns that the wildfires in Canada could disrupt oil supplies coming out of the northern regions of that country. And then a shakeup in the Saudi government could lead to further oil output increases from Saudi Arabia, which pushed oil prices down. Gold got hammered today as the dollar firm lost about $29 an ounce to $12.65. Yield on the 10-year note, 1.75%. Krispy Kreme is being taken out by the owner of Keurig, the coffee maker, for $1.3 billion. The stock was up today. And again, biotech was the standout in today's trading. After the close, Gap said its comparable stores were down 7%. That stock down 11% after hours.
ESPN 97.5's Market Scoreboard Report was presented by Texas Citizens Bank, the official bank of ESPN 97.5.
It all started with my bank. I decided I wanted to go out on my own and try my hand at starting a business. They listened, they asked questions, and really made me feel at home. And they made sure that I was more than just a client.
Commercial banking shouldn't be an issue when it comes to your business. We Texans walk to a different tune. So make sure your bank understands it. Texas Citizens Bank, the independent, locally owned alternative. Bank the Texas way. Visit TexasCitizensBank.com for more information.
Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
The rains have subsided for now, and the damage left by flooding has impacted many Houstonians. The process of rebuilding is difficult, especially if you don't know where to start. Church Home Services is here to help with free estimates on electrical services like house rewiring, panel box replacements, or electrical issues for remodels. Church Home Services is ready to assist you. Call 713-722-5000 or visit them at churchservices.com. That's churchservices.com.
The plumbing department at Church Home Services presents the top 8 items you shouldn't shove down your garbage disposal. And they are grease, eggshells, grandma's dentures, banana peels, rice, celery, mac and cheese, or any other pasta for that matter. And the number one random thing not to shove down your garbage disposal is potato skins. If any of these have clogged your drains, pipes, or disposals, call Church Home Services to clear the carnage or visit them at churchservices.com. That's churchservices.com.
From the ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center, I-10, the Katy Freeway westbound, it's an hour and 20 minutes to get from downtown all the way out to Pin Oak. This report is brought to you by Gateway Classic Car Spring Fling. Gateway Classic Car 17th Annual Spring Fling and Car Corral May 14th at their Houston location from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Classic Car Show, vendors, music, and food. All proceeds benefit the Children's Miracle Network. Visit gatewayclassiccars.com for more info. From the ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center, I'm Tiffany Terrell.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. The HD show hits the road on Mondays. Join Fred Davis and Henry Thomas as they broadcast live from Max Place in Spring. Located on Luetta, Max Place is offering 35-cent wing specials with $4 Crown, Jaegers, Tuwakas, and Sailor Jerry's. Come by and turn Monday into Funday with the HD show.
Monday fun day.
That looks like a lot of fun. But I will not be going. Nothing personal, guys. Can't be. I'm on a 2-week non-drinking spree now.
Good for you.
As I work on getting back into shape. Getting all ready right. I'm going hardcore for the next 2 weeks, and then I'm going to see where I am, because I'm thinking of running another half marathon.
I got to get in shape because I'm going to be on the river in less than a month.
Oh, yeah. You want to look good on the river.
Yeah.
So, real quick before we get to gym of the day, texter says, you know, need blitzer advice. Graduated from college a year ago. Still have not found a job. Don't want to do anymore. Don't know what to do anymore after so much hard work of applying, interviewing. Nothing is coming from it. Considering moving to another country and volunteer or join the military. I'm extremely desperate, looking for advice. Well, as far as the military goes, I think you can speak to that.
I always say, man, I never think it's a bad idea. It gets you a there's not much better you can put on your resume these days than you're a veteran. And if you're a college graduate and a veteran, it's very difficult to not get a job at that point. So I would always say if you're struggling in the civilian world, give it a try, you know.
I would, if I were in that,
especially if you can be an officer. I mean, I don't know what kind of degree you've got, but that's a possibility.
Yeah, if I were in your exact position, then that's exactly what I would do, because I think 4 years from now, you're going to be able to write your own ticket.
Yeah, and if you've gone a year without finding a job,
yeah, it's probably time to try something like that. So, anyway, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
All right. The idiocy of people never ceases to amaze me. There was a flight going from Philadelphia to Syracuse.
All right.
A female passenger said she was sick and then, quote, expressed some concerns about the behavior of a male passenger. A guy named Guido Menzio, an Italian University of Pennsylvania economics professor, told the Washington Post he was the suspect. His seatmate tried to make small talk while the flight was boarding, but he wasn't particularly talkative because he was trying to work out equations on a notepad. And apparently, the woman handed a note to a flight attendant and asked if the woman was too sick to fly. She disappeared with the attendant, and then the pilot asked Menzio to get off the plane.
Okay.
Said, I thought they were trying to get clues about her illness. Instead, they tell me the woman was concerned that I was a terrorist because I was writing strange things on a pad of paper. It was he was writing differential equations. Okay, that looks nothing like Arabic. And by the way, if you're just writing Arabic on a piece of paper, you're not a terrorist. Come on, American Airlines. Anyway, the spokesman said the man was questioned by airport security, not law enforcement. And, of course, the Washington Post said it was an interrogation. The flight, originally scheduled for a 7:20 departure, ended up taking off at 9:42. Menzio was on the plane, but his former seatmate opted to take another flight. Well, I would feel pretty damn stupid if I had gone and pretended to be sick just to tell them, oh, I think this guy's a terrorist, when he's a Ivy League economics professor.
Womp, womp.
Yeah. University of Pennsylvania economics professor who was just writing out. Really, I get that everybody's scared of everything these days. That's what the media has done, is created a fear of everything. Seriously, who sits there and looks at somebody's scribbles and says, I think this guy might be a terrorist?
Shame.
Talk to me.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because I'm not attractive, or I'm really large and I'm spilling into his chair.
Or maybe he's just busy.
Yeah. Or maybe he's just working on equations, because there's an economics professor. Tanner says, tell that jobless blitzer there's a job at American Airlines.
That's true.
Yeah. Somebody probably lost that. Anyway, I'd be curious as to what field you're trying to get a job in, by the way. Anyway, that's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day. So,
the gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
Yeah. Texter, let us know what field you're looking for a job in, by the way. That's helpful. But I kind of with AJ. I think military is a good option, especially after a year. All right. One more hour to go. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.